today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this Friday, May 2nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, text me EI and I'll send you the flyer. I had three other people joining Judy and her friends. She said, I just sent out a group text to notify people and see if anyone can go. I'm giving them until 3 to respond. I'll call Christine and register myself along with anyone else going with her. So she's coming to us from the Atlanta area. Greatly appreciate if you guys text me EI. We'd love to see you guys there tomorrow. Maybe we can get a group photo of all our listeners that showed up as a result of the flyer going out. And greatly appreciate it. Lots of good information for you guys to hear about tomorrow. Again, rainy, kind of an ucky Saturday. Why not come join us? Greatly appreciate you doing that. Just text me 231-360-5140, and I'll send you the link to the flyer, and then you can get a hold of Christine and put your name on the list. Constitutional amendment requiring proof of citizenship fails in the House. An attempt to place a question on the 2026 ballot by legislative referendum. Now, our state constitution, folks, allows our legislature to put something on the ballot for us without having to collect a huge amount of signatures doing a petition drive, where then it's called a citizens' referendum. Well, in order to do that, you have to get two-thirds of the members of both the House and the Senate to put it on the ballot. An attempt to place the question on the 2026 ballot that would require photo identification for voting and also require voters registering to prove their citizenship failed to garner the two-thirds support required for passage. House Joint Resolution B proposed a constitutional amendment which requires approval from two-thirds of the members elected and serving in both chambers, the House and the Senate, to be placed on the ballot for voters to make the ultimate decision on whether the state legislature could implement these policies if they were approved. In the House, you need 74 votes to then send the bill to the Senate. Well, yesterday, a substitute was adopted that matches the joint resolution's language with the language having been approved by the Board of Canvassers for a petition drive, which was created last month. But after House Joint Resolution B failed on party line votes, 58 Republicans to 48 Democrats, Democratic members applauded. Brian Postumus, who made the motion to postpone the measure for a day so that the resolution could, in fact, be taken up at another time, was not approved. During floor speeches, State Representative Penelope Turnsaglu, Democrat from East Lansing, explained in a floor speech why she objected to the joint resolution. Don't make it harder to vote, make it harder to cheat, the state rep said. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Making it harder to cheat is by requiring proof of citizenship. which is exactly what this resolution would propose, with all due respect, Penelope. It doesn't make it harder to vote. It doesn't change the way you vote. It changes the way that you're not allowed to cheat. We had 15 non-U.S. citizens vote in Michigan in our last presidential election on November 5th of 2024. The majority of them came from the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, who was actively signing people up to register to vote without asking them a very simple question. Are you a U.S. citizen? They never asked that. These foreign nationals, few of them came from China and other countries, registered to vote, received a ballot, and actually voted. Not being told, not being asked even, if they were a U.S. citizen. This is exactly what this resolution is about. Well, the joint resolution's path taken up in the House has involved committee hearings, press conferences both in favor and in opposition, as well as a resolution that was adopted by the Michigan Republican Party at their last state convention in February. So as a result, this is now going to be a petition drive. Others that got up and spoke, State Representative Matt Colazar, a Democrat from Plymouth, said in his floor speech that he agrees that non-citizens should not be voting in U.S. elections. But he doesn't think that the House Joint Resolution B was the way to accomplish it. So the question remains, so how do Democrats want it to be easier to vote but harder to cheat? Kind of an interesting, absolutely interesting question. Well, the answer provided later in the afternoon came in the form of a proposed security, accountability, non-interference in our elections, acronym, of course, is SANE plan, which the House Democrats announced. Package of bills requires members of the legislature live in the districts that they represent, and that the Department of State is to verify all new voters are legitimately registered. However, it does not require proof of citizenship. All the bills require is that state officials compare someone's driver's license to their voter registration. It would also allow the Bureau of Elections to remove a voter from the voter files if he or she hadn't voted in 20 years. Well, currently, right now, folks, the statute is 6 years. If you haven't voted in 6 years, clerks can remove you from the qualified voter files. Well, a final bill that was sponsored by State Representative Zong, Democrat from Warren, would require the Secretary of State to regularly review the instructions on the voter registration forms to ensure citizenship eligibility requirements were clearly listed. House Democrat Stephen Wooden of Grand Rapids and Matt Colazar of Plymouth are spearheading this SANE package of bills. Quote, Colazar said, while House Republicans continue to play the most extreme members of their base, House Democrats have a SANE plan for all Michiganders. And it is one that prevents members from cheating their constituents by falsifying their residency, ensuring that only citizens are voting in our elections, and so much more. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said she's grateful to the legislative leaders for delivering strong and sensible solutions to make Michigan's elections even more secure. Right, like they're secure now. Earlier this year, this is Jocelyn Benson speaking, I stood with Representative Wooden and other lawmakers in favor of a new Michigan Election Security Act to protect the rights of Michigan citizens to cast a ballot, improve our current laws, and codifying existing processes. Today, I'm grateful to these legislative leaders for delivering a strong and sensible solution to make Michigan's elections even more secure. This is the kind of leadership we need for Michigan. Not heavy-handed failed policies like the Federal SAVE Act that have blocked tens of thousands of eligible voters from casting their ballots in states like Arizona and Kansas, Benson said. Okay, gonna back the bus up. Beep, beep, beep. First of all, only U.S. citizens, whether you're born here or naturalized, per our Constitution, are allowed to vote. None of this requirement is listed in the Democrats' plan, even though they claim to say that it should be more clearly written on the voter registration form. Nowhere does it require you to prove your proof of citizenship. You don't have to provide a birth certificate. You don't have to provide your naturalization papers. It just says on the voter registration form, it will be clearly listed. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And yet, Jocelyn Benson is going to make it sound like this was so much a better plan than what the federal government, the legislators, congresspeople passed in Washington, which now goes to the U.S. Senate. We'll see where this all goes. We'll continue to follow it. Bottom line, it looks like we're going to have another petition drive to be involved in this next year. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
That own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. If you live in Mount Morenci County, I just got this from Judy over in Atlanta. A lot of people from Mount Morenci believe that the election you guys had, both in August primary and the November general election, was not done right. Irregularities, certain ambiguities, certain things happening there by the county clerk as well as the township clerks. You guys need to come to this event tomorrow down in West Branch. Get a hold of Judy. Text me EI. I'll send you the flyer. You guys can carpool together. But I'd love to see 4, 5, 6 people from Mount Morenci County to attend this event. There is going to be another election. Yes, 2028's coming. And if you're going to make any major changes or reforms to your county government there in Mount Morenci, you got to attend this event tomorrow. You guys need this information. You need to hold these clerks accountable. You need to get this figured out in Mount Morenci. One of the major complaints I had was all kinds of games were played in that August 6th primary last year. And you guys need this information. So again, text me 231-360-5140. Text me EI. I'll send you the flyer. You can come down and join us, be part of it. Carpool together. I'll put you in touch with Judy. You guys can figure it out. Save some money on gas to get down to West Branch and back. But this is serious. Because the only way you're going to be able to fix your county government is if you fix the elections. I've been told all kinds of stories about what happened over there, and I'm sorry, you need to be armed with information. You need to be educated about the process. Once you know the process, then you can hold these clerks accountable and get fair elections. Stop allowing dead people and people who no longer live in Mount Morenci County off of your qualified voter files. We'll be talking about that with Patrick Kobeck, Tim Vitter, and the other gentleman tomorrow in West Branch. So again, text me EI, and I'll be glad to send you the flyer. Now, again, last little bit of time we have left for today's show. Myself, my wife, this radio program, Your Defending Fathers, as well as the company my wife owns, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, which owns 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, are being sued. We have put together a fundraising effort for a legal defense fund. If you'd like to read the story, if you'd like to read about the information there and make a donation, share the text I'm going to send to you, text me legal. Text me legal, and I'll send you the link. I'll send you the information. Donate whatever you can afford, and then please, word of mouth, share the text message, give the information to others, and ask them to donate as well. I'm going to be real straight up with you guys. If we don't raise the money to pay our attorney to defend this case, my First Amendment rights are going to go away. This show is going to go away. And we very well may be forced the radio station off the air. Just being straight up honest with you guys, telling it like it is. We prayed on this. We thought on this. We tried to figure out how we could possibly afford to pay our attorney, who's told us that it's going to cost between $22,000 and $25,000 by the time we get to court in a trial to defend ourselves. We have a ton of witnesses. We have a ton of sponsors that have actually been approached by the plaintiff, by the person who's selling, suing us, and they're willing to come and testify. We believe that we will prevail in a court of law. Whether it's a trial by judge or by jury, after we present our witnesses, our evidence, we believe that we will prevail. But because of laws, we probably will not be awarded our legal defense cost. When we cannot afford to come out of pocket to pay for this, we can't afford to put it on a credit card, we need your help. So if you enjoy the show, if you enjoy the music, please text me legal at 231-360-5140, and I'll send you the information. If we don't raise the money, we default, we lose, and you could lose this show and this radio station. Just being totally honest with you guys. So we're looking forward to you texting us. We'll get you the information. More importantly, if you can't even donate yourself, that's fine. Just share it with people that you know that might be willing to donate, help us out to reach our goal. We greatly appreciate it. And if you can't donate online, we do have the information there for you to mail a check to Michigan Broadcasters LLC, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan 49615. It's on the link on the information I'm sending you. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody. God willing, we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain.